Stay alert. Don't get hurt. Green. The blur is rain. Break hard.
I feel great when I draw. It is me. In the summer, I love getting up early because the morning is like no other time in any part of the season. About 4:30 or 5, it's just cool and the odors of the earth are there. It's just beautiful, and the light is very interesting that time of the year. The animals that you see early in the morning are you don't see anywhere else. Rabbits in the yard. You can see the last part of the stars as the sun comes up. It's really, and then if it's one of those mornings that it's going to rain later on, the sky turns red. And then there's that wonderful effect that humidity has. Birds are so happy that it's warm. They can find more food. They're in love, and they're doing a lot of really wonderful things.
Gardens from my heart.
I was so happy when I was able to start a vineyard, to plow the land and to put in the young plants and see it grow up after a couple of years on the trellises. What is really wonderful is in the spring when they bloom, the scent is so gorgeous that I would actually spend time just walking through the vineyard just to smell the flowers.
They call me lucky, lucky, 'cause my luck is with me. I'm the happiest one that ever could be.
We invite a lot of people to come over and help us. And we would also have a picnic. It was a lot of fun. It was a big party. And one year we had a couple of surgeons there who and proceeded to cut themselves up with the cutting instruments.
They
surgeons and the people would cut the grapes, put them in bushel baskets, and would throw them in the crusher and crush the grapes. And it's the scent of grape juice at that point is just incredible. Then I have to go ahead and get the stems out of the must. It's called the must. It's grape juice and skins. I have to remove this, but I have to do that by hand. It takes me hours. It's terrible.
Am I boring?
But after that, I would put leave them in these big vats.
No.
And after,
of course, I'm not boring.
Be fermented. This is a lovely sight. And they just kind of boil and seethe, and all this, the skins come to the top.
Yes, I'm the most boring person in the world.
Then when they are finished fermenting, I can tell that we have a dry wine. There's not much sugar left.
Even rugs are more interesting
and
than I am.
The best juice is the free-run juice. We just simply throw it.
Doorknobs, even, on occasion.
It's just gorgeous. Of course, you're visited by every wasp in the neighborhood.
Even gravel on the street.
Then at that point, I press what's left, and that goes into casks. And then throughout the winter, I have to rack the wines. You siphon it off of what precipitates and settles at the bottom until the wine is clear toward the spring, and then we drink it.
Oh, shit.
It's very delicious. We made 80 gallons one year. That's a lot of wine.
There's nothing sweeter. There's nothing sweeter than my wine. Sweeter than my wine. They call me lucky, lucky, 'cause my luck is with me. My vines reach to the moon and bring you back a toy balloon. I could climb that high and fly to the sky. Fly.
I feel great. I feel great this morning.
It is not my fault.
Too late.
Also, I feel
drought.
Wrecking havoc. Ground is as hard as a rock. And I find this very, very bad in a relationship, is to withhold your feelings. And the other person in the relationship doesn't know what's going on. Weeds thrive on drought. In fact, it's probably larger than if I'd watered them. This is just terrible to see. And they're difficult. You can't get them out of the ground because the ground is so hard. And start sheltering themselves, defending themselves. And over years, you never talk. Until the flame goes out, that's gone. Water, but very, very few flowers. Everything suffered up and down the line.
Everything burned up.
It's just gone. There's nothing there. It sucks. Why? I don't want to leave.
I don't want to leave my son. After all, that is sad. But I'll have another garden. And it'll be just as beautiful to me as this one has been. Maybe it's right that we have a drought and that it dies, and it's impossible for me to repair. Maybe it helps me through this. Makes it simpler for me to part with it, knowing there's nothing I can do. And move on to another garden.